Deputy Minister of Education Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa says government does not owe salaries and allowances of lecturers, and as a result, the threatened strike by the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, is unfortunate. He said the book and research allowance is not outstanding, since the standard practice is that payment is made in September. Mr. Okudzeto-Ablakwa was reacting to a question about the proposed strike by UTAC at a news conference in Accra. Joyce Jetty reports.
The press conference addressed development in education from the basic to tertiary level. This included the number of schools constructed under this government and the provision of learning materials as well. Deputy Minister of Education Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa gave this explanation regarding the UTAC proposed strike over research and book allowance.
Government of Ghana does not owe salaries, does not owe allowances of lecturers. The book and research allowance is paid once a year at the end of the academic year. Last year, for the 2012-2013 academic year, the book and research allowance was paid in September. So, the standard practice has been that the book and research allowance is paid either in August or September. There have been years that it has been paid in October. So, the question to ask is that, is it fair that you are receiving your salaries every month? The book and research allowance payment is not outstanding. We are not there yet.
He said a reform to book and research allowance was proposed, saying that the old regime does not augur well for research.
We have noticed that the old regime or the existing regime does not portend well for research. We spread the money thin to everybody, lecturers, non-academic staff, everybody is taking book and research allowance. And many lecturers who are interested in research have complained that the money has become so paltry because of the way we do it. And what happens everywhere in the world is that there's a research fund. You submit your research proposal, you attach your budget, and you can get good money for research. The unions have welcomed this reform, saying that it is good. The bone of contention is that they want us to still keep the book and research allowance and then look for money elsewhere to populate the National Research Fund.
He said a special committee set up by the president to see to the conversion of all polytechnics to technical universities has completed its work.
Converted into technical universities.
A deputy minister of information, Samuel Kwachiofosu, said with effect from February next year, BECE candidates who failed to make the required grades into senior secondary schools can rewrite their examination.
Joyce Jetty reporting.